You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, welcome to Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Charlie Pelullo and Josh Jordan. You can follow them on X at Pelullo and at Josh Jordan SCS. Charlie, Josh, welcome in. So we're all coming down off of this high from the big win over the Chiefs in Kansas City on Sunday Night Football. Given the gauntlet of games this team just ran, 5 wins in a row, finding themselves at 8-5, now inside the playoff picture, you figure that hosting the 3-10 Cardinals team is a welcome change of pace, but anything can happen in the NFL, and the Texans offense still has its soft spots, especially in the run game. On the offensive side of the ball, Charlie, where do you see opportunities for Houston to take advantage of Arizona, and how much is there a risk that the Texans could fall into that dreaded trap game mentality here?
The trap game issue would really concern me if next week was the Chargers or even the Colts division game that could decide the division subject to what Jacksonville's doing. But next week's the Raiders. I mean, I could get caught looking ahead of the Raiders because the Raiders are just a different pile of garbage from the Cardinals. So I think it's hard to be as stoked to get ready for Arizona as going to Indy, certainly as going to Kansas City. But if they just take their eyes off the prize and no show, shame on them. And I'd be really surprised. I think they're mature enough to avoid that. The Cardinals are horrible. Their last 5 games, they've given up 44, 41, 27, 20, and 45 points. Since we have time fill requirements, let me say Calais Campbell, that guy at 39 years old, has played every game this season, has 5.5 sacks. Good for him. Had some of his best years with the Cardinals back in like the 60s. Josh Sweat is one good pass rusher. 11 sacks has matched his career high. But Joshy baby, money isn't everything. He left the Eagles, who couldn't pay everybody. And I know the Eagles have their issues, but they're still good. The Cardinals are a mess. Okay, it's warmer in Phoenix this time of year than it is in Philadelphia. Buda Baker's an okay safety who's paid as a superstar safety. You add it up, the Cardinals are helpless. Okay, the Texans offense isn't all that, but they at least have a little continuity going in the offensive line. CJ Stroud hasn't been sacked left and right his 2 games back. Keep avoiding the turnovers, and I think the Texans finally hang a 30-point game on the board.
Normally, I'd jump to that, and I probably will, but just as a fun little side note here, Jacoby Brissett will be the quarterback in this game. He has beaten the Texans as a member of the Colts, a member of the Patriots, and a member of the Browns. In that game against the Patriots, my Lord, that was a shellacking, 27-0. So he's got like these mystical powers over the Texans for some reason. Hopefully that won't come to fruition in this matchup. They're rolling with Bam Knight at running back, and he's been fine, but they've been without Benson for a long time. And Connor, they're just running with a lot of backups. Marvin Harrison Jr., their big-time receiver, after the concussions, now he's dealing with a heel injury. We'll see how he's ready to go this week. Now, Michael Wilson has stepped in the void for them, a wide receiver, in 3 of his last 4 games, over 100 yards, at least 10 catches in 3 of those last 4 games. So he's really stepped into that role with Marvin Harrison being out. We'll see if they're both on the field at the same time, but it's funny, they usually don't produce like that together. And then, of course, McBride, their all-world tight end, best tight end in football. But if you look at what the Texans have done recently, Tyler Warren with the Colts, Kelce had that one touchdown catch, but didn't do much outside of that. Kelce did basically nothing. So with this Texans defense, I think they'll be able to keep the Cardinals in check. It's just, can Brissett somehow conjure that magic once again? That would be my only real concern.
The Texans offense, Brandon, I mean, look, don't treat it like a scrimmage and go out there and let's just experiment. But I'd like to see, and I don't even know what those additional wrinkles might be, but things they haven't tried yet, at least if they get control of the game early enough, because you can only empty the bench so much in the NFL. You dress 53 right. guys. You can't get down to your walk-ons if you're up 41-10. The Cardinals' defense has been regularly helpless. I mean, the Texans have ripped off five straight wins. The Cardinals have lost five in a row. Before that one win, they lost five in a row. Before that, they actually started the season 2-0, lost five in a row, went and beat the Cowboys in Arlington, and now they're just pretty regularly getting drilled. That said, Jacksonville had to go overtime to beat them, though that was in the desert. You know, I hope after the game we're not saying, well, the Texans avoided turnovers again, but the offense didn't really do a whole lot. I mean, Woody Marks, 2.6 yards per carry against the Chiefs. How about going over four in this game? Nico Collins, zero in the second half against Kansas City after a monster first half. Maybe Nico has a Pro Bowl type four-quarter game. But the Cardinals defense should just be very easy picking unless the Texans are really sloppy.
And it's funny you bring up that Jacksonville game, Charlie. Brissett strikes again. Trevor Lawrence throws three picks in that game. It goes to overtime, and Brissett still couldn't find a way to win that game. So the Texans didn't gain a game on the Jags in that sense. For the offense for Houston, I'm with you. Woody Marks, 2.6 against the Chiefs, 3.4 in the game before that. That's just kind of not what they do. He doesn't churn out a lot of yards, but when you need him in big moments at the end of games, he'll scamper for seven or eight and pick up the first down for you. But he has been a little dinged up. I know we talk about that Chubb with the rib injury. We know Damian Pierce is left to go to the Chiefs practice squad. You know, a little light at running back here for the Texans depth-wise if Chubb's not able to be 100% for this matchup. But I think he put it on CJ here. I think he'll be fine. I don't worry about Houston's offensive line as much in this one. I know Campbell's a stud, Charlie, but like you said, he's 74 years old, even though he's still playing well. I think it was Mia Kimes that had this, that in C.J. Stroud's last four games, he's thrown more in-breaking routes to receivers than any other quarterback. So that has been working for the offense. They can get Nico coming in on those slants. Higgins can do that too. And you're seeing him go to Dalton Schultz in the slot down the seam. I think this could be a good game for C.J. and the whole offense together to put a good showing together. And D'Amico's taking a little more control, I think, on offense, and that's why you're seeing him be a little more, I guess, a little more real and honest about what he's seeing as far as the offensive product and how poor they've been going to halftime. This doesn't feel like a game where that would bite them going to halftime, knock on wood, to where they didn't put points on the board against a team like this. But you are at home. The offense has been lackluster for quite some time. So it's certainly possible this game is a lot closer than you want it to be. You've seen the Texans play the Titans really close. So I wouldn't just say this is going to be a layup, but if ever there was a time to show some growth on offense and you're playing at home, I think this would be the time to show that. So hopefully CJ can go out there and move the ball and let's get guys lined up on time. Let's have a cleaner operation. Way too many penalties where guys are still moving or lining up incorrectly. They got to get that cleaned up.
Agreed. And you'd like to see a breakout performance a la what we saw in week five at Baltimore, where they put up 44. Their only other game where they've really broken out offensively was in week 10 against the Jags, and that was with Davis Mills at quarterback. But Josh, what you talked about is what concerns me a little bit, was that week 11 performance at Tennessee. They win that game by 3 points. I do think they have the depth and the talent on the team to, even if they don't play well, to still beat the Cardinals. But I'd like to see that them harken back to that Ravens game where they just put it on a lesser team and coast towards the finish. That's what I'd personally like to see. Now on defense, I don't think there's any question about these guys showing up, because they show up every game. they've just absolutely feasted on better teams, of which Arizona is not. Charlie, any reason to believe this won't be complete domination by the Texans D?
Nope. Other than the any given Sunday or all the days of the week that the NFL plays. I mean, short of D'Amico saying, Brandon, Charlie, Josh, you're in at linebacker. I don't see what the Cardinals can do offensively.
I'll Jacoby, take that paycheck.
Notwithstanding. Zonovan Knight's their leading rusher. He has 271 yards for the season, averaging 3.3 yards per carry. Now, he had been a full-time back because of injuries, but they don't have a back with 300 yards, right? Woody Marks, low average. He's over 550 for the season. The Cardinals don't have anyone with 300. Josh talked about Marvin Harrison Jr., who had a good rookie season, but not quite up to the hype. And this season, and now with an ailing foot. Trey McBride leads the NFL in receptions with 93. If he has an average game, he'll be the first in the league to get to 100 this year. But they just don't have nearly enough in terms of weaponry. The offensive line's not very good. To me, this is a game where, like with a starting pitcher, and you know you have big games upcoming, hey, keep his pitch count down. Blow him out early. You know, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, who don't play more than 70% of the snaps typically to begin with, almost give them the second half off if you can blow this team off the field. Vintage style, Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins should be two slam dunks with the Cardinals and the Raiders. Of course, D'Amico will be trying to guard against people like us saying stuff like that. I presume they'll get that job done. If the Texans somehow could get an incentive bonus that you keep playing quarters of football against this Arizona team and you divide up $1 million for every quarter they don't score a touchdown, I could see the Texans defense piling up $10 million. I mean, and the Cardinals, they're another team. Well, we took Kyler Murray, number one. He hadn't really been very good. He's a little guy who runs around a lot, so he gets injured. But we kind of have to give him $48 million per year. They're screwed with him. They're screwed with him for another year. And it's a franchise going nowhere. And in a brutal NFC West, where arguably the Rams and Seahawks are the two best teams in the NFL, and the 49ers don't stink. The Cardinals do.
They do, and they're going to be shorthanded. Their left tackle, Paris Johnson, sprained MCL. He's expected to miss weeks. Texans kind of lucking out. Maybe they got some own little wizardry going on themselves where these starting left tackles seem to be hurt when they're going up against the Texans. So that's already not the best unit in the world on that offensive line. So you lose your left tackle and you have to deal with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. That could definitely work in the Texans' favor there. But yeah, I'd like to see them stretch their legs a little bit. Get out there. Let's see CJ take some shots down the field. Let's see this offense actually show what it's capable of. That's been really what I've been waiting for. Let's get Higgins going and Noel. And how about Christian Kirk? I'd like to see him do something. They have a lot of good weapons. So this is really a great time to do it because you're at home. It's not like you have a great opponent after this either. So I don't, if they can't do it against these defenses with this offense, it really makes you kind of concerned as the Texans go down the stretch. Like, are they going to be able to put a decent product on the field? And they don't even have to be great on offense. We know that. They just have to be good enough to help their defense win them games. But if you watch Monday Night Football, Chargers got to win. They beat the Eagles, so you need to keep pace with the Chargers. You're going to play them later in the season. And, you know, the Colts, we left them for dead, and they probably are. But them signing Phillip Rivers this week, I like that better than what they have. I know he's basically, 45 years old and an actual grandfather, but he's better than a lot of their options they already have. So Texans, they got to keep their foot on the gas here. They can't get complacent with this win over the Chiefs. This is a good moment to show that we're not going to let that bother us. We're going to come take care of business at home. And I think D'Amico, like you guys said, he should be right on top of that.
They always talk about that one game mentality. You know, it's a one game week for them. They say the right things. They certainly have proved their professionalism over these past games, and the 0-3 record early and then being able to fight their way back into contention is certainly speaks well to the makeup of this team. They are favored by 10 points in this game. Charlie, we start with you as we do every week. What's your final score prediction for Cardinals Texans?
Big upsets are part of sport. The only way for there to be a big upset is if one team is a big underdog. It's not going to happen in this one, though, unless the Cardinals get every variable cutting their way. Special teams touchdown, C.J. Stroud channels Jalen Hurts from Monday night and has a fistful of turnovers. I just don't see it. Clubber Lang would predict pain. I know Clubber lost. The Texans will not. Texans 34, Cardinals 10.
Nice. I wish I could be a little more excited about the offense putting up that many points. I'm not quite there yet. I still think they'll be better and fine. I think they'll win the game, but I think it'll be a little closer. I think some of that Brissett magic will make the score a little closer than we like. So I'm going to go Texans 23-17. There aren't a lot of points scored in Texans games, but Charlie pointed out the Cardinals give up all the points. So maybe this will be the week.
For as much as I'd like to reverse jinx here, I can't. I said last week when I make these picks and when I picked against Houston, I make predictions off of what I think is going to happen, not what I want to happen. But I think both will be the case this week. And I agree with you, Charlie. Even if the Texans were to somehow take their eyes off the ball, they still have enough talent to win. But what I am interested in seeing is CJ down the stretch, not just this game, but just down the stretch in general. I think him watching Davis Mills go out there and game manage this team to 3 wins was motivating for him. And ironically, we may have a chance to see Mills out there again should Houston be able to put this game away early. I don't necessarily know that'll be the case. I don't necessarily think it'll be a blowout. It certainly could be. It certainly sets up that way. If we see something like what we saw them do in Baltimore, I'm going to pick much more conservatively here. I'm going to say it's a blowout, but not a big blowout. I'm going to say 27-6 Texans. For as skeptical or maybe apprehensive as I would be to predict what this offense is going to do, I don't have any reservations about what this defense is capable of, especially against a bad team. And I might be giving Arizona too much credit here with 6 points, but we'll see. Don't forget to join us after the game on Sunday where you can react with us live. We had a great crowd, our biggest crowd of the season here late with us on Sunday night. So props to all you guys. Man, given the start of the season, we could not have predicted where we're at now. And so what a fun ride it's been. We hope that you join us for the rest of this ride. One last reminder to hit like on the video if you haven't already. And if you're listening on podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating while you're here. For Charlie and Josh, I'm Brandon saying so long. We'll see you on Sunday. Go Texans.